It says that at the end of Stephen's life, when he was stoned, it says, and Saul was consenting unto his death. Saul was consenting unto his death. You see, in this Pentecostal age that we've just come through, it began a couple thousand years ago with Jesus' death on the cross. He was put there because the people of his day had rejected him. They rejected him, accused him of blasphemy, and nailed him to the cross. It was a rejection. The second work of Christ will not be a rejection work. It will be an accepting work. Times will change. After Jesus died, his disciples, who followed in his footsteps, also suffered martyrdom. Many, many thousands, and in fact, ultimately millions of Christians perished as martyrs because they were, in effect, coming or an extension of this first work of Christ. So what Jesus did on the cross, it was required of the disciples and the Christians in the Pentecostal age to follow in his footsteps. That's why we have so many who were killed. In the types and shadows here in the book of Acts, Saul sort of has a dual representation, but he's being set up here to represent the church under Pentecost. Saul was consenting unto his death. It shows then that Saul, who represents the church under Pentecost, was in agreement with and continued with the persecution that the Jews began in the first century. Now, why do we say that Saul is a type of the church? Well, you remember the story, and we've dealt with this before, that Saul here, who later was called Paul, the Apostle Paul, is the New Testament version of King Saul in the Old Testament. They were both of the same tribe, the tribe of Benjamin. Perhaps it's even likely that Saul in the New Testament was descended from the Saul of the Old Testament. Saul persecuted David. Saul was crowned king on the day of wheat harvest, which is Pentecost. That's in 1 Samuel 12:17. King Saul was a Pentecostal type, and he represents the church under Pentecost and is a prophetic type of the church under Pentecost, which we then find in the last 2,000 years. The Saul in the New Testament is an extension of that, except with one major detail here. He also shows how to be transitioned from Saul to Paul. In other words, he who was persecuting the church at first